Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Daily Limud of the Chofetz Chaim, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yonah David, Ben Shimon Yaakov HaLevi, Zecher Tzadik, B'Kadosh Livracha. We're holding Baruch Hashem in the Psicha of Sefer Avas Chesed. And I must tell the Olam that the stories that I keep getting from people who are learning Avas Chesed are quite literally astounding and life-changing. Someone had sent me a story a few days ago that usually his wife always goes to donate blood every few months, and he never was interested, it wasn't in his desire. Perhaps it wasn't something that he was so enjoyable in doing. And he heard that his wife is signing up for a blood draw next Sunday in a shul in New Jersey. And he decided, you know what? It's going to take a long time to sign up. The application is lengthy. It's Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Precious time. Precious day off of a long work week. 11 o'clock is the sweet spot of enjoying the Sunday morning. And he said, you know, I was listening to the Chofetz Chaim share, the Psicha of Avas Chesed, and I was inspired to join in the Chesed of my wife and go with her and give blood. And not only did I give blood and I plan on doing it, but I realized what an amazing avas chesed, what an amazing love of chesed, ki adam hu anefesh, to give of myself to somebody else. And I completed the application and I'm signed up for the blood draw next Sunday. And then he adds in tongue in cheek at the end of the voice note, and after, because my wife and I are already going to be together, and usually we're a little bit tired after giving blood, we're going to go out to eat together. And I want to add, that's also chesed. B'marbe sholem bayis kovet ishtoi. So you have an amazing inspiration of keeping your eyes out for chesed opportunities, for pushing yourself a little more than what we used to do. That's the yisoid of learning avas chesed, to love chesed. When you love something, you chase after it, you're roidev after it, you pursue it. It becomes your raison d'etre, the reason why you're here. That story is an amazing opportunity. We're going to continue on in the psicha, says the Chofetz Chaim. We've been going through the parshiyos, breishis. Noyach, Lech Lecha, Vayera. Vayera is filled with chesed. He's given us multiple examples. Now he adds a few more examples. V'gam me'inin haficha stoim. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed stoim, we can also learn out how great is midas chesed. Nucha leida es goda midas chesed. Why? What was so bad about stoim? They did lots of averos. What do we see? What is their ikar chet that caused them to be destroyed? Says the pasuk in Yechezkel, it was a lack of hachnasas archim. Ki ikar avaynu haya bazeh, ki haysa ge'oin sevas lechem, v'yad oni ve'evin lehechzika. A pasuk in Yechezkel, perek tezayin, pasuk tezayin. They had an abundance of bread, and yet the hand of the poor and the needy they did not support. That's how the pasuk in Yechezkel defines, amongst all the other chatoim that Stoim did, the defining sin, which is what generated their destruction, was a lack of hachnasas archim. They didn't want to have any other people come into their city. They had the capacity, they had the resources, they had the finances. They were just people who were not interested in giving to others. Rather, they're interested in only taking for themselves. We learn how light, even though he was in a city with so much lack of chesed, he was a beacon of chesed in that city, which he had learned from Avram Avinu. With all of his strength, he didn't know there were people that were malachim. All he did was assume there were regular archim who needed what was necessary, and therefore he provided it for them. And Mamela, he was nitzel. So we see two things: that not being a machnes areich, not being a baal chesed, can cause one's destruction, and one can be not so righteous like light, but yet they performed one act, one mitzvah chesed, to the ultimate degree, when it wasn't popular and it wasn't in vogue, against the tide of the city, and he was saved. So we see both sides of the capacity for chesed. The gam b'shishi vayita eshel b'v'er shava. We know Rashi says that Avram repented a eshel, which is achila, shesia, and levaya, or lina. He gave people food, he gave people drink, and he gave people a rest to stay, or he walked them out. Either way, Vayera is gepakt, it's malei chesed. And we have to remember, every single parasha is filled with chesed, because that's the message that the Chumash is telling us. Chofetz Chaim is deriving, we see how critical it is. We have to keep our eyes open, keep our minds open. Tomorrow we'll say over a beautiful story about doing chesed, doing hachnasas archim, even not knowing how great people are, just like Light did as well. The schos of the Sima should be for our friends, for our families, for our kilos, and for all of Klai Yisrael. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.